This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
A nightmare for the Packers on Sunday in Denver. Gone is their four-game win streak, as well as their four-game road win streak, falling 34-26 to the Broncos. Bo Nix tossing four touchdown passes for Denver, but on this day, the shocker came in the second half with the loss of Micah Parsons. Packers believe he suffered a season-ending ACL injury, which they'll confirm today. So how do they make up for Parsons' loss? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's going to be tough, but like I said, it's not going to be one individual that can do that. I think it's the collective. It's everybody. Like I said before, they're going to have to feed off one another and rally around each other, and they're going to have to be impactful.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Micah Parsons' injury is the biggest blow, but wideout Christian Watson left with a chest injury. They also lost right tackle Zach Tom and backup tight end Josh Wiley. And with Chicago's win over Cleveland, the Bears are back atop the NFC North, while the Packers drop all the way down to the 7th seed. Josh Jacobs, a pair of touchdowns, one rushing, one receiving, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we still, you know, was in the game. I feel like we did a lot of things that hurt us, and then they also made some good plays. You know, they got some dogs over there, too. So it was just one of those games, man. It's a weird game.
I'm Bill Scott. More on the Packers from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.